been blessed this week with a scripture I feel like opened up to me this week I'd like to share with us, starting out in the book of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter and the 16th verse. And I'd like to read several verses here. Seems like there's a kind of a flowing together. I know the Proverbs seem to be disjointed at times. They seem to change thoughts real quick. But in 22 and 16 it says, "He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. That thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee." I was thinking about this first part. It says, "He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches." I want to start off with that just a little bit. And I realize there's a lot of oppression, people being taken advantage of in the world today. But I don't want to limit this verse to just that. But anytime we begin to serve ourselves and take advantage of others, we're going to come to want. If we live self-centered, self-focused, and we're not really concerned about those around about us, then we're going to come to want. Regardless of whether they're poor or not, it can be using others to our advantage, you might say. But it says, "He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, he that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want." Now this second verse 17, it's like it's saying to me, now listen, I've got a better way for you. He said, "Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee, they shall withal be fitted in thy lips. That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee." If we yield ourselves to God, and if we seek to serve, and we seek to meet the needs of others, there is, through that, the Lord is able to meet our needs. Now, I believe that God is able to meet our needs today. We have needs. We have spiritual needs. We have emotional needs. We have physical needs, temporal needs. We have needs. We serve a God today that's wanting to meet those needs. He wants to meet the needs of our life. He wants to grant the desires of our heart. He wants our life to be fulfilled. But the thing about it is, we get it, people in general, we get it, and we get it backwards sometimes. We go about trying to meet those needs, and we put those at the forefront. And when we do, that tends to self-centeredness, selfishness, just looking out for me, and it says, that person shall surely come to want. In other words, we're not going to have what we really need. But I think about the scripture where Jesus said, He said, seek the kingdom of God first and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Well, what's He talking about? Needs. He talked about food, talked about clothing, talked about needs. When we put God first in our lives and seek after Him, He will, the enemy, that's where a lot of people get stumbled up. A lot of people, we can become self-centered or self-focused, striving to meet our needs, trying to be fulfilled. And that's what many people in life are doing, trying to fulfill their heart's desire, trying to fulfill their needs, but they don't get there. But when we seek God and we put the Lord first, and we put others first, and we seek others' welfare and others' benefit, God will see that our needs are met. And I believe this morning. I believe that God wants to meet our needs. I know He does. I'm confident. Every one of our needs. I don't believe He's wanting to meet fleshly things that are outside of His will, that are beyond what He has ordained. I don't believe He's wanting to fulfill lust. But I believe He is wanting to meet a person's needs and fulfill their life. And when we put Him first and we seek Him first, you remember one place Jesus talked about the servant? When they come into the house, and He said the servant, does the servant sit down to meat when they come into the house? He says no, but he serves his master. And then after he served his master, then he sits down and his needs are met. He's fulfilled. That's the way it is with us in our Christian life. God wants us to not be self-centered or selfish or self-focused, just always so concerned about my needs that I fail to recognize the needs around me. I fail to recognize the needs that are around me. But when I look out, when I look away from my own difficulties and my own problems, and I ask the Lord, Lord, make me a blessing, make me a help, use my life. And I live that consecrated life, and I give my life in the Lord's hands, and I live that way. I want to tell us, we're not going to starve. We're not going to starve spiritually. We're not going to starve temporally. God will meet our needs. He'll take care of us. But if I'm just going about to serve myself and my interest, then it said here, taking advantage, then I am going to come to want. You remember when Solomon started his... David, his father, was old and passed on, and Solomon was there at the kingdom. And I think about the desire. You know, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream. He said, ask anything you want, and I'll give it to you. And this was after, I believe the scripture said, he went to Gibeah and he offered huge amounts of sacrifice and offering. He offered and offered and offered. I believe Solomon loved the Lord. He wanted to serve the kingdom. He wanted to serve the Lord. He wanted to do what was right. And he asked the Lord that. The Lord appeared to him in a dream. I'll give you whatever you want. And the Lord said, Solomon said, give me a wise and understanding heart, that I might know how to go in and come out. And the Lord was so pleased with that request. He was so pleased. He didn't ask for long life. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for the life of his enemies. But his heart was crying out for understanding. And the Lord gave him wisdom and gave him understanding. You compare that with the start. Solomon started out really well. He was on the right track. And the Queen of Sheba, when she came from the south, from what she heard, she sat down and she viewed everything and she was just overwhelmed. She said, "Happy are your servants. Happy are your, blessed are your servants." Because Solomon wasn't in it for himself. He was in it for his people. That's why he was there. And that's why the Lord blessed him with knowledge and wisdom and understanding and gave him what he gave him because he had a servant's heart. He wanted to serve people. He wanted his life to be a blessing to others. He wanted his life to be a help and a blessing. And the Lord granted him wisdom and understanding. And in the last part of his life, we know that his wives turned his heart away from God. And what did he begin to do? He began to oppress the people. He began to rule over them with a heavy hand. Because when Jeroboam and Rehoboam were there, and they were trying to decide who Rehoboam, being next king, they came to him and they said, "Make thy father's yoke lighter." Solomon began to rule heavy-handed with the people, began to demand and pull from them more than what was meet. And it caused a lot of trouble. When we live selfish lives, when we become self-focused, self-centered, we're going to get ourselves in trouble. We're going to find ourselves in want and need. But when we open our hearts to serve the Lord and give ourselves to serve and be a blessing and a help, God will take care of our needs. And I believe that's where understanding comes, when we have that heart like Solomon did at the first. In verse 17 he said, "Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips." This came to me, this pleasant thing, what it came to me as being is effectual. Wisdom was effectual. When they got a hold of wisdom, when they bowed their ear and they applied their heart to knowledge, God gave wisdom. The scripture talks about, out of the mouth of the Lord cometh wisdom, cometh knowledge and understanding. And it said, it is a pleasant thing. You know, when God gives us wisdom and understanding, it becomes effectual in our lives. It helps us to be effectual. It helps us to learn how to navigate. I think about us as fathers and husbands and working on the job. God wants us to be effectual in our lives. And it's through wisdom. It's through understanding. And it's through having a servant's heart and giving ourselves and honoring those that God has put into our life, in our sphere, circle of influence. "For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee, they shall withal be fitted in thy lips. That thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee." You know, when the Lord imparts to you what to do, when He gives you, when you seek Him and you are honoring Him with your life and you're seeking how to serve and be a blessing, He said, once He answers prayer and once He guides and directs your steps, when the Lord inspires, He'll open up a scripture to you. He'll inspire the word of the Lord to your heart. And you know, it's just like, wow, that's exactly what I needed. And it works. When you apply it, it works. And then it says that thy trust may be in the Lord. It caused our trust and our confidence in God to begin to grow. And we know and we understand that the Lord's ways are right. And they work. I remember when I was newly saved, I hoed in this flower bed, and to me it was just all, it was kind of viney, and there was a lot of leaves in it, and I went through and raked it out, and I did the wrong thing. Trying to do good, I did the wrong thing. Somebody had some things in that flower bed that I didn't know about. And here I went through with a hoe and a rake, cleaned it. Anyway, when they saw that, they were not a happy camper. And I could hear them talking. I was just on the outside of the door, and I heard them. And they were not happy. But you know, I didn't know what to do, but the Lord gave me courage. I went around and came out there and where they were, right there where I'd raked that, thought I'd done a good deed. You know, trying to do good, sometimes we'll even mess up then. I said, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't know that you had things in there. What can I do to make it right? You know what happened? They said, oh, you know, that's no big deal. No problem at all. It's okay. Just a few minutes before, I heard it with my own ears. It was a problem. And the scripture came to my mind, a soft answer turns away wrath. And I thought, wow, that really works. I gave a soft answer. I just said, I'm sorry, I apologized, and it turned away. And I thought, that scripture really works. When we do that, when we apply our heart to knowledge and the Lord gives us understanding, and we see how it works like the scriptures bring it out, it has fruit. There's good fruit to it. When I do it God's way, when I follow His plan, it says that thy trust, then our trust and our confidence in God begins to grow. Our strength and our faith in Him begins to grow. I want to challenge us and encourage us this morning not to get caught up so much in our own. We all have troubles. We all have difficulties. We all have things that we maybe struggle with. We all have those things. Let's not be so caught up with those things. Our own needs, that I fail to recognize the needs and the opportunities that are around me that God puts in my path each day. The Lord puts things right there in our path. He'll lead us in paths to help us. He'll bring people right to our front door, you might say. Right in our pathway. And if we're so clouded with our own problems all the time, and I fail to look up, and I fail to see, Lord wants us to not put our needs in the forefront, but look out to serve and to be a blessing and a help. And like I said before, God will not forget our needs. He will not forget to meet the needs that we have. When we put Him first and we seek His kingdom first, He will fulfill our needs and He'll bless and help us. I want to get another scripture. This one is very similar to it. In Proverbs 16 and 18, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Now, the other verse didn't mention pride, but it talked about taking advantage of others. And that's what pride, that's another form of pride. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. Here it said, he that handleth a matter wisely. Lord, help us today to seek the Lord's counsel, the Lord's knowledge, the Lord's understanding, and being able to handle the matters of our life, that we can handle them wisely in a way that God wants them to be. Verse 19, he said, better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than divide the spoil with the proud. Now, I've been studying a little bit in Proverbs about this. There's a connection with wisdom and loneliness and humility. There's a connection there. When we're humble in spirit, when we're lowly in heart, when we're meek, we're able, that sets a stage for us to be able to receive what God has for us. Whereas if we're selfish, self-centered, self-focused, then I'm not going to be able to receive really what the Lord has in store for us. He said, he that, better is it to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. And it goes back to Solomon's attitude of heart and spirit when he first started. When we seek God that way with an humble heart and humble spirit, the Lord is able to impart understanding and wisdom unto us. In verse 22 it says, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. It brings life. When the Lord speaks to us, when he gives us knowledge, when he gives us counsel, it gives life. And it creates a blessing and a benefit. There's good fruit that comes from that, from wisdom and understanding. And the Lord can give us that. But selfishness tends to blindness. It tends to not being able to receive. There's a word that kind of came to my mind about assimilate. And it means to assimilate means to take in appropriate as nourishment. Absorb into the system. To take into the mind and thoroughly comprehend. It's to be able to take in knowledge and understanding in our hearts, to be able to assimilate it in our spiritual lives, that it can bring forth fruit in our hearts and our lives. There's a scripture that talk about, one place it said, they're ever learning and that never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. There can be, and that's what I'm, part of my message today is, selfishness and self-centered keeps us from learning the lessons that God has for us. Remember Balaam, when he was going out for reward, he was so self-focused, self-centered, he didn't recognize what God was trying to do. And we can be that way also when we got our mind set and we're really not seeking the Lord and putting Him first and trusting in Him. But to assimilate, I know there's things that can happen in the body where you're eating good foods, but there's a block between the food and being able to absorb the nourishment. There's something that's standing in the way when the nourishment's there, that your body is really not taking the nourishment in as it should. And I believe it happens that way spiritually also. There can be things that block, that hinder us from being able to receive what God has for us. I wanted to get also a verse in the book of Proverbs, the 27th chapter. Proverbs 27 and 17. It says, "Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend." Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. It's very vital for us today to be in sync with the body of Christ. In Ephesians, it talks about the body being knit together. It talks about the different parts receiving nourishment one from another. And I believe that today. I believe God works through His body. He works through His people. And my relationship with the body is very vital today. It's very important, my communication with the rest of the body. There's so many scriptures that talked about, I mentioned some of them Wednesday night, but it talked about a fool, he despises wisdom. He despises counsel. He despises instruction. He doesn't want to hear it. Our learning, our effectualness, our blessing many times will come from me being able to receive nourishment from the different parts of the body of Christ. Because the Lord has chosen to work that way. He works through His body. Just like the natural body, when my something's not working right, there's things that happen in the body that go, that affect that area that's been injured and that's hurting. And that's the way God has designed for the spiritual body. But I have to be able to receive. I have to be in a place to be able to communicate and open my heart. Become vulnerable. I believe it's very important for us today to be able to have relationships within the body. People that are part of my life that I'm able to open my heart up to and talk to. And to be able to receive and visit and be able to receive instruction and knowledge from other parts of the body. God designed it that way. But I have to do that, I have to become vulnerable. I have to open my heart and open myself up. And sometimes, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but Brother Clifford Wilson was a great blessing to me in my life as a young Christian. And when I look back, and he had wonderful messages. I remember I couldn't hardly write down fast enough to keep up with some of the things that he was saying. But it was my friendship with Him outside of service that really made the difference. It was my communication with Him outside of the service. I got a real blessing from His... Don't get me wrong. I got a real blessing from His preaching, from His ministry. But it was also the one-on-one times that we spent in prayer. And one thing that I feel like really that helped Him to be such a blessing to me was His openness with me. He would open up to me. You know, when I first got saved, it was like the ministers were up here somewhere. You know, when I drive into Veneta, it was like I was going to a special town because Brother Clifford Wilson lived here. And I was. And God does sever His people. I mean, there's an effect. There's an influence there that comes out. But, you know, He say, Brother Bob, He said, you know, I failed in this area of my life. I want you to watch. I want you to take care here. I want you to be careful. You know, to say that I failed in this area of my life, that's hard to do. It doesn't feel very good. But those coming on behind us need that. They need to know what our mistakes were. We don't want them going on and doing the same things. We don't want them following the same paths that maybe byways that we got stuck up in and caught on. We need to share with others. We need to let them know. And that's what I'm talking about, being vulnerable. Sometimes it's hard to say, I failed in this part of my life. But it's something that you need to really watch out for and take heed to. When we do that, it's part of the body being closely connected in together. When we can open up to one another our spiritual struggles, our spiritual battles, the things that we're face, and I'm not saying you don't do that with everybody. I realize that this morning. But there are some people that we need that contact with. I remember reading in years ago, I believe it was Cleansing of the Sanctuary. Brother D.S. Warner, he talked about, I opened up my soul to Brother so-and-so today. He said, I opened up my soul to Brother so-and-so today. In other words, he shared his heart. He shared what he was going through. He shared where he was at, what he was battling with. The Scripture says, iron sharpeneth iron. Maybe that don't always feel good. Iron against iron. But it sharpens. And it brings knowledge. It brings understanding. It brings strength. It brings stability in our lives. It brings comfort. It brings help. And the Lord help us today to be closely knitted together in heart, in spirit, that we can receive what God has for us. That we can receive the good things that God wants to give unto us. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpeneth his countenance of his friend. There's none of us that just have it all. We have strong points in our lives. We have weak areas to our lives. But we want to strengthen those weak areas. We want the strong areas to become stronger. One place he talked about different kings that came in, they'd fortify the munitions. They would fortify their strongholds. And Lord, help us today to be able to do the same thing. I think about David and Jonathan and how their heart was knit together. They were able to, they loved each other. I think about Jonathan, he was a, he should have been in line to be the next king, but he wasn't selfish at all. I mean, he wanted David to have the kingdom. There was nothing standing between them and their relationship. Lord, help us to have close relationships that way also. I feel like, I want to put this as my advice. We have our wives, and I believe they're the closest one that we should, they're our closest life partner. But I have been able to open up to her. When we first got married, I had a lot of reserved areas that... Do you know what I'm talking about? And you learned to open your heart more and more and more to your thoughts, to your feelings, to the things that are deep down inside of you. But I also believe that we need brother to brother also. Sister to sister. Older to younger. We need those relationships to help us to receive knowledge and understanding in the things, because I know God works. He works through His body. He works through His people. And we can receive one from another. But if we're not careful, we can allow the enemy just to keep us and our relationship just to be kind of a surface relationship. We just talk about, and it's so easy in the world, you know. I mean, you talk about politics, you talk about the weather, you talk about so many different things. But many times we don't talk about what's down inside, down in our own hearts. There's a place, I believe, and also it talks about, what's that scripture? You might have to help me with the one that talks about, there's wisdom in the heart of man, but a man of understanding will draw it out. You know what scripture I'm referring to? There's counsel deep in the heart of man, but a man of understanding will draw it out. You know, we need to seek to draw out. Draw out people. Draw out their hearts. Draw out their experiences. Draw out their hurts. What they're thinking, what they're feeling, what they're going through. Lord, help us today. The Lord can bless us. He said, iron sharpeneth iron. And then we grow from that. We grow from those places of understanding. But if I'm not receiving from the body, if I'm not assimilating the knowledge that God is trying to give to me through my relationships, through the experiences of life, and I notice this, that God works in both. He works in His Word, but also He works in the physical relationships all around us. With the circumstances of our life, the things that happen in our life, God is working through those things plus through His Word, trying to give us understanding, trying to give us knowledge. And if we're not careful, we just go right on by. And I live my life, and I get into habits, and I live ways, and all the time, many times, I can even be hurting the body. I can be hurting other parts of the body, but I don't recognize it. And I don't see it. Because I'm just going and I'm just doing, and I'm really not in tune, in touch. Lord, help us today to be in sync, in harmony. I think about the unity. You know, He talked about one chasing 1,000, two chasing 10,000. Oh, when you meet an army that is unified, when they've got each other's interest at heart, and the Scripture talks about a threefold cord not easily broken, that's the way we want to be with the body of Christ. We want to be meshed in. We want to be entied. We want to be like a rope. You don't notice the individual strands in a rope. They're all stranded together. One of the little strands, you pop it apart. But when it's all stranded in together, it becomes a strong force. That's what God wants His body to be. He wants it to be a strong force. Oh, let's fight against anything that would want to cause separation. Where we're not on the same page, where we're not in unison. You know, those armies that, you know, they march, they've been trained, they're in step, they're in unison. That's a beautiful picture to see everybody in the timing. What it'd be like if everybody was beating their own drum, sounding their own trumpet, and doing their own thing. Be discord, disarray, disunion, disunity. There's no power in that. There's no blessing in that. But when we're in unison, and the Spirit of God, and we're in subjection to the Spirit of God, and I'm in subjection to the body of Christ, there's power, there's unity, and there's authority. And it can't be stopped. The devil can't squelch that. But he fights it so hard. He fights the unity between a husband and wife. He fights the unity on the job. He'll do anything he can to try to separate, divide. Lord, help us today to have a servant's heart, to seek after knowledge and understanding and wisdom. God has it. He has for us. I was encouraged too with that scripture in James. It's an open invitation. I don't want to make the same mistakes in life over and over and over and over again. Do you? He said, knowledge, he said it's a pleasant thing. It's effectual. When we get a hold of it, we grow. When we receive it and we allow it to work in our hearts, we grow and we understand and we become more skilled. That's why God wants us to be. He wants us to be in part of the body of Christ. He wants it to be skilled. He wants it to be effectual. And I believe the Lord has it for us. Appreciate your attention. Pray for me.